This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've been trying really hard to not be a hoarder, and I think I need to come on the air. If I talk about it on the air, this is me, like, forcing change upon myself.
Okay. All right.
If I ever truly decide I have to stop drinking, I think I have to come on the air and say it.
Yeah.
And then you guys will just check me. Do you know what I mean?
So, yes, I agree, but I'm going to speak to half of the room here. This isn't the right place to do that because the other person here is also a hoarder and is very interested in the thing you're about to talk about.
I know, but I think he's
not going to be much help.
No, he might be helpful because I think T-Hack is a hoarder, but I think he's a reformed hoarder. And I think he's so locked in right now that he's found a way to not hoard despite every fiber of his soul. Like you get.
Okay, for Chick-fil-A packets, no. Before shoes.
Oh my God, I definitely have the Chick-fil-A packet right now. That's another hoard thing. Like my bottom drawer.
You're doing
drawer,
it too? Oh no.
The bottom drawer that is my, like every time I order a 30 piece, and I order like 2 30 pieces every time I go to Chick-fil-A, because we like to just have chicken nuggets in the fridge and just like you roll by and you're like, oh, I'm gonna grab a couple nuggets. And they come with like 5 or 6 packets. So it's like, we just vary it up. So now there are gallon Ziploc bags full of barbecue. Another one full of buffalo. Another one full of Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
The bottom vegetable, I didn't think it's meat.
There's no vegetables in it.
No, it's just Chick-fil-A sauce.
That is, I'm with you. I've done the same thing with just Chick-fil-A sauce. And once you start getting a container for the sauce, that's
you've gone too far.
It's too far. And I have the same thing. I have a little plastic thing full of just random sauce in our
pantry.
But
what if somebody came over and they were like, do you have any Chick-fil-A sauce? I could go, yeah, I do.
How many times has that happened?
One time Josh did. One time Josh was like, do you have any? And I was like, I do.
That's great.
And like one time somebody so
and then you took one packet?
He took a few. But then somebody came over and like they come over and they're like, do you have any ranch? Like we were having pizza and they're like, do you have any ranch? And I'm like, I think I do. Like I had like a Dion's.
You're prepared,
ranch.
Yeah.
Yes. So like,
do you understand that we are only talking about condiments and he is already helping you out here?
No.
Can I take some off your hands for
no,
you?
No, or? Because I think if I'm reading between the lines, he's saying I used to do that and I don't anymore. Am I correct?
I don't anymore. I'm working my way through my collection.
Okay.
And I'm not adding to it. It's like an actual very deep thing that I'm working on and struggling with. But because the weird thing about the sauce is that you don't remember when you got it.
Exactly.
You don't know how old it was when you got it.
And I'm not rotating it in the bag.
Uh-huh. It's just, yeah, here's one. And then you start to open them and they'd be slightly different hue of whatever color the sauce is supposed to be.
They're aged.
Exactly. Yes. So that helped me a little bit. It's like, oh, I'm not eating these anyways. They're just, I'm going to throw them away in 8 months.
Okay, well, here's another hoarding thing I have. Oh, maybe one of you guys want these. So I was.
Sit down. You mentioned digital cameras one time.
No, I'm not giving you those.
You already offered them. You can't
take
it back.
I know, but I'm rescinding it. Yeah, yeah, I am. Well, first off, now that all you Z's want them, I think I can probably flip them.
Yeah, you probably could.
I'm going to make a mint on that so I can buy more sauce. No, so I was at Costco.
I'm more interested in the roll it's not a roll, but the files that are on your digital cameras and the digital camera itself. I would love to see.
They have like SD cards, I think. I'd have to find the chargers for them.
Mm.
I want to see some of those pictures.
I bet there's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing is, I was at Costco and they had the Hexclad cookware.
Oh, those are nice.
I love it. But I have stacks and stacks of Calphalon and stacks of All-Clad. So I have three or four full sets of 4-quart, 6-quart, 8-quart, 10-quart pots. Mm. Like omelet pan, big skillet, like wok pan of each one of those brands. But they're perfectly fine.
And that...
What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, that to me, that seems like too many pans. But I don't cook.
It is, but what if one day I go, I need an All-Clad pan?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, some days are you like, I'll use this brand, or some days this
dish
will...
No, I use only the Hexclad right now.
Oh, yeah, so then you gotta purge.
Do what? Sell them.
Do what? Sell them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody wants my used pans.
All right, take them to Goodwill.
No one wants your used cameras.
You do.
No.
Okay, so the real reason I brought you here for my hoarding intervention is I can't get rid of shoes. And I don't know. Like, I have black Nikes that are still pretty good, like running shoes.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You guys know me, avid non-runner.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to run in them. Like,
but sell them?
Yeah.
No, but they're just like a Pegasus. Nobody wants that. It's not like they're
the most popular.
Travis Scott. No. Nobody wants.
You could sell them. You'd probably have to clean them up a lot. Like, you'd have to go into.
I'm not willing to do any work.
Okay.
Then donate
Aaron,
them.
Aaron, listen to me. Listen to me.
What?
Every once in a while, you come in, and I don't know what you're wearing on your feet today. I did not look. But you look
I'm
so
wearing
cute
my
in
old
your chucks.
Yeah.
Are you wearing chucks today?
No, I'm sorry. I'm wearing my Vans.
Okay, but like, I have a whole section of chucks. I have a whole section of Vans.
Keep them. Keep them. You can never have too many shoes.
Yes,
that's
you can.
A lot. You can.
Keep them.
What shoes am I wearing right now?
I didn't see. I didn't see.
I'm wearing like Air Force Ones. It's all I wear.
Yes,
all I wear Air Force Ones.
You wore Chucks this week.
Yeah, because I stood there staring at my hoard going, you have to do something. And the only way I talked myself out of throwing them away was putting them on. So that just bought me another 6 months.
Well, you know what? I actually think that that's smart. Try to wear them. If they feel funny, that's how you know. But you have to work through them. It's kind of like when you're like going through your clothes, you put the hangers the other way. Mm. It's that whole thing. So then when you use it, you put the hanger back. So all of the hangers that are facing the other direction, donate.
I did that exact thing.
And you didn't donate.
And I came up on a year, and then I went through, and all the hangers that were backwards, each one that I like took off the hanger, I'm like, there's my Call My Agent shirt. I can't get rid of that. My agent gave me that.
Yeah.
Don't wear it.
I can't get rid of my Exotico tequila that I've cut the sleeves off, because what if I want to paint my house?
True.
What?
True.
What?
You'll need old running shoes if you paint your house.
Yes. What if a tequila fight breaks out and it's a suns out, guns out tequila party? I've got...
Yeah. And someone wants ranch dressing.
Thank you!
No.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.